This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Findlay Roofing on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
The Strong Arm Story of the Day is brought to you by John Foyt Associates Personal Injury Law.
Why is everybody picking on the SEC? Maybe because there's some SEC envy? It's Dukes and Bell. Big Ten Media Days going on. ACC Media Days going on. And Mike, both conferences, some coaches, people kind of trying to take some shots at the SEC. What's going on here? Why?
Well, it started off with the whole schedule debacle, however you want to call it, that Georgia and the rest of the SEC, no reason to play a 9-game conference schedule if the College Playoff Committee is not going to reward it with strength of schedule. So it started off, innocently enough, with Brett Lashley, the coach of SMU at the ACC Media Days, and I guess everyone's sick and tired of hearing about the big bad SEC. He goes, dominance? Since 1964, only six teams from the SEC have won a national championship.
Oh, he did his research.
Sounds like that's top heavy. That's not dominance. Well, yeah, I mean, there's like only three good teams in the ACC in the last 30 years. You know, I mean, Miami, you take away Miami and Clemson, there is no – Florida State's won three. Tech won one. There was a co-national champion in the old days. That was your Colorado got the fifth down, right, against Mizzou. But, you know, Pitt won a title. They were an independent. You know what I mean? You take away, Miami hasn't won anything since 2001. Clemson is the one team which, you know, has seems to have the gravitas to be back and be in the mix this year. Look, if he has this SMU back on top and they find a way to play some defense in the second half against a team like Clemson, okay.
You're right.
But to be popping off at SMU, your second year in the ACC about the SEC? The SEC is the gold standard. Last 2 years, it's the Big Ten, which brings us to Kurt Cignetti. Asked by the media at the Big Ten Media Days, this is the Indiana coach who took that 65th toughest strength of schedule, went 11-1, and wound up playing Notre Dame in the playoff. He was asked, you know, about why they dropped Virginia. They dropped UVA from their schedule next year. And he goes, well, I guess we're just going to use the SEC model now.
Wow.
But wait,
there's more.
In an effort to continue to win the 18 to 34 demographic and also take some of that Pat McAfee juice away from College Game Day on ESPN, Barstool Sports owner and boss Dave Portnoy will now be on those noon pregame shows, I should say, on Fox.
Yay.
And FS1. And he was reading the comments about the Kirk Cignetti comments about, you know, we figure we adopt an SEC scheduling philosophy. You know, big tough coach of Indiana. Well, Dave Portnoy an hour ago. While Michigan always accepts every challenge, I don't disagree with Cignetti.
He's a Michigan alum.
What is the point of playing real teams when the SEC is cupcake central and doesn't get penalized by the committee for it?
Okay, he's going to force me not to watch Big Noon.
And I just went back to Dave. I go, is this the kind of insight I can expect on Saturdays? Because you have no idea what you're talking about. I mean, the SEC top to bottom is still the toughest schedule. Let's see Indiana come down and play a game in Florida in the swamp. Play a game in Death Valley at LSU. Play a game against Auburn on the plains. I mean, when you look at like where Georgia's going this year, LSU's schedule, Florida's schedule last couple of years, there's not anybody in the Big Ten that has any kind of a 3 or 4 game stretch that compares with anything in the SEC.
No. And look, Cignetti talked a lot of crap last year, and they ultimately got drubbed. I am big on giving teams chances who have won games. And I said this, if they deserve to be in, put them in, then we'll see if they're good enough. And they weren't. But this is envy. That's it. Everybody knows what the deal is, and everybody feels like, oh, well, the SEC gets their way when it comes to all these different things. And now you've got a couple of coaches popping off when, let's be honest, if this was a 4-team playoff, nobody would be talking about Indiana because they wouldn't be close to getting right in. So now as the playoff has expanded and you're giving some of these teams more options and an opportunity to get in, and I said this, Mike, Indiana's not back in the playoff this year.
Right.
Don't fool yourself. He brought a ton of portal guys with him from his old school, a bunch of guys that knew his system. You incorporate what they had, and they had a good run. But I just feel like there's just a lot of SEC envy going on. Meanwhile, Kirby's not talking. DeBoer's not talking. Right. Lane Kiffin's not saying anything. Billy Napier didn't bring up the Big Ten and the ACC when he was down here in Atlanta. Like, what's the deal? They don't have to. And the reason is because they know what this is. They understand what the competition level is. And so I feel like this is, again, the Big Ten attempting and the ACC in some cases, and not everybody. But Rhett Lashley, stop. Let's run it back and see if you can do it again. Let's see if you can win the ACC again. Let's see if you can get deeper in the college football playoff before you start running your mouth.
Right.
And I just and look, I know Rhett Lashley. He was here coaching high school, and then he went to Auburn. He's been in the Southeastern Conference. Good coach. But, Mike, this is simply them trying to bring more attention to their conference through degrading the SEC.
Right. And I get it. I mean, maybe some of these folks, they see Paul Feinbaum on SportsCenter and they feel that he's a homer. For them. I mean, look, Feinbaum is what he is. He's made a career out of it, and he's a provocateur. But, I mean, even
let me ask you this.
But even he would tell you that the margin has been closed between the Big Ten and the SEC in the sense that last year, why didn't Georgia win the title last year? They didn't have the depth. They didn't have the depth they had the previous 2 years. Ohio State and Michigan perfectly legally paid to keep their classes together, and they stayed, and they won. Now, we can debate whether Michigan should have ever even been in a playoff by cheating 2 years ago, and I still
you mean
don't,
stealing signs?
I still think
he just did it, man.
I still think that's got to – you know, that was – look, if that was an SEC team doing that, my God, the Big Ten would be calling for the death penalty.
Yes, everybody's job. Let me ask you this, though, and I'm being serious, and whether you like Feinbaum or not, understand this. When ESPN hired him, they hired him on the premise of he was talking SEC football every day. That's it. And they paid him a lot of money and put it on a show and literally built a network around it. Why didn't they do that for somebody in the Big Ten? Why didn't somebody do that with the ACC? Why didn't somebody do that with the Big 12? Because it just
means more.
So whether you like him or not, that's the reality of what's going on. ESPN went, hell, look at the response this guy's getting. We got to bring this guy on. And that's why he touts the SEC the way he does, because that's his bread and butter, and they understand what it means to the Southeastern Conference in the southern part of the country.
The Big Ten is conservative, and for years we talked about the athleticism, better athletes play in warm weather, and that's just the way it is. Ohio State made an amazing run. I'll always think that three-quarterback run a couple years ago, that stands the test of time.
Incredible.
Back in 2014. But that's the outlier. The SEC, with the exception of Clemson and Florida State, has dominated the last 15 years of college football. So, I mean, the last 2 years, as we said, you played the system. That's the system, and that's the rules we can all play by. You know, but it is interesting because is the Ohio States and Michigans – now, Oregon still hasn't won anything. I mean, they've got a great program, and they put guys in the league, but they haven't won jack.
No, Dan Lanning is a good coach. Yes, but you're right. And that was the thing.
It's a top-heavy conference.
Yes, it is. It is, Mike. And, again, Oregon should be up in the upper echelon of that conversation.
But, well, I mean, but a Kirk Cignetti popping off about, you know, the 65th toughest. I'd have rather seen, you know, if only South Carolina could have beaten Alabama, I'd have rather seen South Carolina in that playoff.
The way they were playing, man.
South Carolina would have gone into South Bend and given you a better show than Indiana. And, by the way, they went into a shell in that game, Indiana. You know, he's supposed to be aggressive in special teams
and
onside kicks.
The defense locked him down.
Didn't do anything.
Yeah, that defense locked him down.
But this is the guy chirping, taking shots. And look, Lashley, if you guys could have figured, you blew the ACC championship. You know, you did come in like a house of fire. It's an amazing culmination of 3 decades of work, 4 decades to work back from the death penalty for SMU. But I just don't think you should be the guy being the mouthpiece, start throwing rocks around glass houses.
Yeah. What'd Belichick say?
I'm just happy to be here. Next question.
he didn't say anything.
After the Belichick girlfriend debacle on CBS Sunday morning, that's it. You're not, Belichick, it's back to mumble speak. It's the bare minimum. Nothing.
He's not saying anything.
This is,
it's
by the way,
a topic neither one of them is comfortable commenting on.
This Belichick, this North Carolina Belichick thing, you know what this is going to be after 2 years?
What?
It's going to be 2 years. It's going to be the great big nothing.
What? 2 years?
It's going to be the great big nothing.
2 years? What? 5 wins? Six wins?
Well, I mean, he might win.
4 wins.
Very excited to be here at the Gator Bowl.
Okay. I mean, that's as good as it's going to get.
No college football playoff for them?
No.
It's a topic neither one of them is comfortable commenting on.
No.
Tell us how you guys met. I want to know how you guys met. What happened? Was it on a plane? Is that what we heard? You guys met on a plane, right?
Talking about this.
No. Yeah, she was. It's a topic neither one of them is comfortable commenting on. She was working on a philosophy paper. I thought I'd help her out.
Oh, so, Bill, based on what she said and what a previous boyfriend said, she might have been 18 when you met her.
Oh, stop it. Yes, that's what she said.
19?
Shut it down. She shut it down.
All right. Anyway, but getting back to the big picture, it just feels like the Big Ten is throwing a lot of shade. And I tell you this, if SMU, like, I hope SMU gets it together. I mean, for the sake of the ACC, I hope Miami has their stuff together. Because Mario Cristobal is more famous for his, like, hey, where's my foot? Pow! Let me shoot it right off, because he's an idiot.
Yeah, he is.
He's a great, incredible recruiter. He's one of the worst game day coaches in college football.
Yeah.
And I'm curious to see what Carson Beck's going to do down there. Florida State, God only knows, they're coming off one of the worst seasons in their program's history. You know, Virginia Tech, mediocre. I mean, who's the ACC's bell cow? You better hope that Dabo is as good as we think they're going to be this year.
Yeah,
and Klubnik really keeps it together.
Yeah, because that's the team that
we built this program in God's name.
Transfers now, too.
He had to. That's the program that's going to hold everybody accountable this upcoming season. By the way, it's not Florida State. Florida State's not.
They've lost. They won 2 freaking games last year.
Oh, my bad.
Sorry. I don't know.
You know what, Phil? I feel like I ripped off a Band-Aid when I asked you that.
Do you know how much money I spent on these freaking tickets for this stupid upgrade?
Run the ball.
Yes. I don't know. I have no idea what this is going to be.
That was the best, by the way.
I might be at Madison Social by halftime against Alabama in 3 weeks.
Brent Key speaks tomorrow, by the way, Georgia Tech ACC Media Days. I guarantee you Brent Key won't talk this bullcorn. And hopefully we get a chance to catch up with him. He won't be talking about this bullcorn. He's going to be talking about his team. He's not going to be worried about other conferences and what other teams are doing.
Right.
All right, that's tomorrow.
But what is your level? Real quick, what's your level of confidence? I know we got to wrap. Your level of confidence that Georgia can get back and be in the national championship game this
UGA?
Year. UGA.
You really think I'm playing?
I mean, what? I mean, do dogs? See, this is the thing. We got the Big Ten is chirping. Clemson
Kirby,
fans
come
are.
On, Kirby.
I just not hear. Everybody in Texas is chirping. I do not hear a lot of Georgia fans lighting us up.
Well, I heard Texas is really good. You need to slow down.
Well, you
there.
Better get Sark to figure out 4 quarters of football.
You need to slow down there. I've heard they're really good.
You met the enemy. He's looking in the mirror when he drags that Gillette across his face. It's him.
I've seen those videos in the complex. All right, man, we got to get out of here. I'll answer that tomorrow.
All right, big boy.
I'll answer it tomorrow, all right?
Come on, Kirby.
Let's clear our throats.
Dukes and Bell are wrapping up another show, so it's time for
Let Me Clear My Throat
on Sports Radio 92.9. Game.
Hey, if you missed any of our guests, Tony Gwynn Jr. stopped by. Our man Steve Weiss from NFL Network. He'll be in town on Saturday kicking things off. Huge, huge weekend for not only the Falcons, but across the NFL. And they'll be covering all the camps. But great stuff from him about Michael Penix. Go listen to it online at odyssey.com. Big O, great job. Turtles coming up at 6 o'clock, so stay tuned for that. And also, Day-Day, as always, our executive producer. Terrific work today. Mike Bell, we got to get out of the way, man. Let's clear our throat.
Hey, man, the Honey Badger's calling it quits.
Mm.
Tyrann Mathieu announced today on social media that he's hanging up his cleats. Filled with gratitude and thanking all the fans and the teammates and the guys he's worked with. Tell you what, man, he had a hell of a career. That guy brought it. I mean, I know he had some issues off the field at times, but this guy at age 33, after 12 seasons, last 3 down in New Orleans, so it's another hole they got to fill. But I'll tell you what, I enjoyed watching the Honey Badger play. You know, from his time at LSU all the way to the pros, he always brought his A game every single week.
I think he's a Hall of Famer. I do. Go look at his numbers, the difference-making plays. Mm-hmm. Remember, he won a Super Bowl with the Chiefs.
That's correct.
Okay.
That's checked off the resume.
I think he's a Hall of Famer when you talk about the playmaking ability. Hey, speaking of playmaking, Terry McLaurin did not report to the Commanders training camp. We get the Commanders on our schedule this year. Now, I don't know if he'll be there when we play them. They're going to try to get this worked out, but you talk about a disgruntled employee. He's entering the final season of a 3-year, $71 million extension. He's subject, Mike, to $50,000 per day in fines for every session missed. Remember, the CBA changed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Don't get that money back anymore. So you got to be really disgruntled to not show up. Either way, Terry McLaurin says, blank you, pay me. And I don't know if the Commanders are going to do that. Their new general manager, Adam Peters, said they're hope to take care of him. We'll see how quickly that happens. Hey, if you love the show,
you tell your friends.
If you don't,
you never got to see Ozzy Osbourne in concert. You missed it.
You can get hit by a car.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.